Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, I think you've heard that I'm going to be going to the Loire Valley in a few weeks, and I'm really looking forward to it. Can you imagine springtime in the Loire Valley? Wow.
Yeah,
that's been great.
I'm incredibly jealous.
you've done the next best thing. You've got a bunch of rosés to talk about, and that you're kind of giving me a scouting trip for this.
Well, I'm trying to be helpful here, Alan. So, you know, the Loire Valley features perhaps France's truly greatest diversity of wine varieties. I mean, you've got Muscadet, you've got Sauvignon Blanc, you've got Cabernet Franc, Gamay, Chenin Blanc, Pinot Noir, just to sort of rattle off a few. It also represents some of the best values in French wine from Chinon, Sancerre, Vouvray, Puy, Fumet, just to name a few. And while the south of France is probably better known for rosé than the Loire, in recent years, I have noticed some pretty great rosé values coming from that region. So here are three that I explored and thoroughly enjoyed. So from a property called Maison Alain de la Trée, I tried two. They're both from 2020, which apparently is the year to be looking for these days, because 2021 was apparently a disaster. So this is the 2020 Le Rosé from the Maison Alain de la Trée. It's a blend of 40% Cabernet Franc, 40% Gamay, and 20% Pinot Noir. And the wine is pale pink in color, shows aromatics of berry, watermelon and peach, and is very dry and very refreshing. It is sort of a perfect springtime aperitif or pair with some white grilled meats. And at $12.99, this is a really good value. So from
sure
the same
is.
For the from the same property, we have moving up slightly in the Alain de Trée Rosé d'Anjou. Now Rosé d'Anjou tends to be sort of just semi-dry, or it's a little sweeter than the Alain than the Le Rosé. This is a blend of 50% Gamay and 50% Gruyère, and I wasn't aware until really relatively recently that Gamay is actually a really big partner in the Loire Valley. I did not know that. So this wine is pale salmon in color. It's just off dry. And the nose features forward berry and cherry aromas of a lush, slightly spicy fruit and a medium long finish with just a hint of anise. And that sort of little licorice character is so attractive. It's, they say, juicy and well-balanced in the quote from the tech sheet. And I frankly agree. And at $13.99, it is a terrific value.
That is a great deal.
Last but not least, from Domaine Michel Thomas, is a Sancerre Rosé, which is kind of cool to try, from 2020. Most of what I've tried from Sancerre has always been white, so this was a treat. The light, bright pink wine is 100% Pinot Noir, very cool, and can be enjoyed as an aperitif or a solid companion for food. The aromas are what you would expect from Pinot Noir, bright red cherry, subtle spice, and a hint of herbs. It's going to have on the palate, the wine is nicely balanced, lush, crisp, full-bodied enough to stand up to a pork or a poultry dish. At $24.99, it's a bit more money than the other two wines, but it's also a very different experience. I loved the Sancerre Rosé, but for everyday drinking and also value, my wine of the week is the Alain de Trée Rosé d'Anjou. Try it. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Oh, Hugh, those sound really good. I'm going to keep my eyes open for them. And I'll bring you back some news about rosés. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.